You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief number 221 for Wednesday, June the 5th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. The slaughterhouse of failure is not my destiny. That line is part of the first page of Og Mandino's book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. If you've not read that, well, you should. I will persist until I succeed. It's another line from the same passage, same book. And both lines address something other than a positive affirmation of the desire to achieve something, but they speak to one of our greatest challenges, overcoming our limiting beliefs, overcoming our self-limiting beliefs. Back in 2013, there was an online article published over at Tiny Buddha entitled, Overcome 8 Common Limiting Beliefs That May Keep You Stuck. I'll put links to this in the show notes. The author pointed out 8 things that were especially vexing to her. They figured out these were the limiting beliefs that were causing her to be stuck. And I suspect it is an all too common list. Number 1, I lack motivation. Number 2, I procrastinate too much. Number 3, I don't have time. Number 4, I don't have enough resources. Number 5, it's too late to change. Number 6, I have too many responsibilities. Number 7, I have no clue who I am. Number 8, I have no clue where to start. Now, your list may look different, but you do have a list. We've all got a list. Dr. Bruce Lipton, he likes to say that the movie The Matrix, it's not sci-fi, it's a documentary. So many classic books on focus and beliefs, particularly on overcoming our limiting beliefs. I don't know who first put verbiage to the idea, but we can all relate to it. Nobody is immune. Beliefs. Changingminds.org is a website, and they give us some insight thanks to a keynote by Alan Stein Jr. Alan Stein Jr. is a pretty terrific motivational speaker. And here's what the article cites using his keynote for the content. Limiting beliefs are those which constrain us in some way. Just by believing them, we do not think, do, or say the things that they inhibit. And in doing so, we impoverish our lives. We may have beliefs about rights, duties, abilities, permissions, and so on. Limiting beliefs are often about ourselves and our self-identity. The beliefs may also be about other people and the world in general. In any case, they sadly limit us. The article goes on to say, and it qualifies some of these things. The first is, I do or I don't. These are the things that we say to ourselves. We may define ourselves by what we do or do not say, by what we do or do not do. I may say I'm an accountant, which means I do not do marketing, and I should not even think about it, and consequently fail to sell my services very well. Another common limiting belief is around how we judge ourselves. We think, I don't deserve, and so we don't expect or seek things. Then there's the I can't. We often have limited self-images of what we can and cannot do. If I think I cannot sing, then I will never try, or I won't go to singing lessons to improve my ability. This is the crux of many I can't statements. We believe our abilities are fixed and that we can't learn. Then there's I must or I mustn't. We're bound by values, norms, laws, and other rules that constrain what we must and must not do. However, not all of these are mandatory, and some are distinctly limiting. If I think I must clean my house every day, then this robs me of time that may be spent in something more productive. Then there's the I am or I am not statements that we say to ourselves. The verb to be is quite a pernicious little thing, and as we think I am, we also think, I am not, or I cannot. For example, we may think, I am an artist, and so conclude that we can never be any good at mathematics, or we must not soil our hands with manual work. I am thinking assumes that we cannot change. whether I think I am intelligent or I am not intelligent, either belief may stop me from seeking to learn. I am also leads to generalization. For example, where I am stupid means all of me is all of stupid, and all of the stupid is all of me. But a better framing is to connect the verb to the individual act, such as, that was a stupid thing to do. When coupled with values, we get beliefs about whether a person is right or wrong, good or bad. And then there is the statement, others are or will. I mean, just as we have limiting beliefs about ourselves, we also have beliefs about other people, which can limit us in many ways. If we think others are more capable, superior, then we're not going to challenge them. If we see them as selfish, we may not ask them to help us. We often guess what others are thinking based on our theory of mind and beliefs about them, and these guesses are often wrong. Hence, we may believe that they don't like us when they actually have no particular opinion or even think about us. And from our guesses at their thoughts, we can then deduce their likely actions, which can, of course, be completely wrong. Faced with this evidence, it's surprising how many will still hold to the original beliefs. It's an interesting article. Put links to it in the show notes. Just go to growgreat.com, find episode 221. And there's so many resources that you can find. Listen, from Napoleon Hill, who wrote in Think and Grow Rich, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. To every self-help author who has ever written and published anything about positive thinking, we are smothered with quips and quotes about the value of controlling our thinking. If the sheer volume of words would provoke major changes, well, then major changes would have happened over a century ago. And yet here we are still in 2019 battling our thoughts. And you're thinking, well, what does this have to do with me and my business? Well, good question. I got a better answer. Everything. That's right. Everything. As a leader, executive, business owner, frankly, as a human, everything begins in our mind. Everything. Now, that doesn't mean that we control everything, but it means that the things we do control first happen in our brain. Acceptance that failure isn't our necessary destiny or path may be foundational to us thinking bigger and better. It's often a subtle, even gentle killer of ideas, creativity, and innovation among leaders. This nagging thought shooting through our mind telling us this'll never work. An ever-present fear that we're reaching too high or not high enough. An idea that the slaughterhouse of failure is bound to be the fate of our idea, our endeavor. Hey, worse yet, our destiny. If it is to be, it's up to me. I want to encourage you to carefully consider what you think. Exercise self-control when it comes to your self-talk. There is no more powerful voice in your life than your own. There is no opinion in your life more influential than your own. So, let's invest more in this, shall we? In this person, you. Let's invest in this person, you, so that you can drastically impact the outcomes of your life. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Lord willing, I'll talk to you tomorrow.